It's been a great run. You know, hats off to Seattle. Those guys played a great game. But our coaching staff did a great job, you know, just, you know, making adjustments, being ready and prepared to face this Seattle team the second time around. You know, had an opportunity to finish the game. But, you know, it was a great overall team effort today. We just came up short.
Does it make it harder knowing that the chance was right there at the end to win it?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, losing a game like that. You know, fought hard all game. You know, it was a chess match, and we knew those guys well. Like I said, we made adjustments for those guys, and they made adjustments for us. So, you know, to lose a game like that, it was tough. But, you know, we just have to use it as a motivator, you know, moving forward into this offseason and into the next season.
What was Mike Zimmer's message to the team in the locker room after the game?
He was very emotional, you know, just telling us that he's very proud of us, and I'm proud of this group too. And it's very hard, you know, to end the season like that, especially knowing that, you know, nothing in this league stays the same. And it's going to be the last time we take the field with some guys in that locker room, and that's what makes this loss that much tougher. You know, it was a great group, you know, a group of guys who did everything that Coach Zimmer asked of us, and we accepted and stepped up to every challenge this year. And it was just tough.
Eddie, a lot of positives in the NFC North title. How do you kind of sum up the season as a whole, and what do you guys take away?
You know, it was a good run, and a lot of ups and downs. But, you know, it was good to, you know, do some of the things that we did this year. But, you know, we just have to, you know, just deal with today and move forward.
You wish you guys would have been a little more aggressive in the fourth quarter. You had other drives besides the missed field goal drive.
Yeah, like, we had opportunities to, you know, put this game away. And, we just came up short. And, you know, we had opportunities to, you know, do some big things throughout the game. And I think our guys did a good job of executing all game today. You know, protection was good. The wide receivers did a great job in understanding what we were trying to do in the passing game. You know, we did a great job using the running backs, the tight ends, and getting everyone involved. So it was just tough, you know, coming up short like that.
When you were able to hit Rudolph and he was able to get up the sideline, at that point, did you think that you were in position to give Blair a good chance to get the win at that point?
Oh, definitely. You know, we just wanted to make sure that we got in good enough field position to, you know, we could have either scored or, you know, tried to kick the field goal and, you know, not give Seattle the ball back or, you know, give them the ball back with little time left. I think they didn't have any more timeouts left. So, you know, we gave ourselves an opportunity. We just came up short.
Ted, what was it like to play in conditions like this today, and how did it affect anything you tried to do or as the game progressed into the fourth quarter?
You know, it wasn't really a factor at all. And we were warm, you know, for the most part, you know, especially on the sidelines with the heated benches and everything. Then you go out there on the field, it's all a mental thing, and it didn't affect us at all.
Right hash mark at the end of the game, or is there no preference at all?
And we were hoping that we could get a first down, and probably run the clock down some more, and then, you know, kick the field goal to seal the deal. And you know, it didn't go that way.
Yeah, when Peterson fumbled,
you know, it was just a tough play in the game. My agent, he's a spectacular running back, and you know, he's a guy who tries to fight for every extra yard, and that's why we love him. And, you know, those guys just tackled the football on that play.
Personally, after that field goal goes wide left and you guys are walking off the field, you had a win in hand, and then
it was very tough. But, you know, Blair, he's done some great things around here. You know, he's won a ton of football games for us. He's finished a ton of drives for us this year. You know, so, you know, for the game to end like that, it's just tough. You know, I mean, like I say, you think about the group of guys in that locker room who won't be here next year, and, you know, it makes it that much harder. So, you know, it's a very emotional time right now, and it's a tough time.
Zimmer expressed sort of a feeling of what if, like what could have happened with this team. Did you have that sense? Like how far you guys could have gone if you won this game? So that'd make it more disappointing?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we gave ourselves an opportunity to win this football game, and we didn't win it. And, you know, you do sit back and say, what if, you know, what if we had won this game and got to face an opponent next week? You know, it's always, you know, you like to think ahead, but today we just didn't finish the deal. You know, we always say the time is now. You know, tomorrow isn't promised, you know, for the group of guys in that locker room. Like, I'll continue to say that. you know, it'll be a totally different group next year. You know, going to, you know, have some guys who won't be here next year, and it's just very tough.
Season in a tough way last year. Did you have a chance to talk to Russell Wilson, and did he give you any sort of advice?
You know, I just talked to him after the game briefly. We shook hands, and, you know, he just told me, you know, stay in touch, and that was that. You know, I told him good luck rest of the way. You know, Seattle's a very talented group, and, you know, they represented the NFC in the past two Super Bowls, so you can't take that away from them. But, you know, I just shook hands with him, and that was it.
Time for a couple more.
Any of your throws, Teddy, that stick with you that you wish you'd have back, or anything you could have done differently?
Probably one of the sacks. I can't remember. It was a third down, but it was third and long. And, you know, if I probably don't get sacked, probably just punt the ball, push them back, you know, even further back in their territory. So we know that this game was going to come down to, you know, those key factors, you know, turnovers, penalties, field position, sacks, and, you know, scoring points. So in a special teams game. So, you know, I just wish I could have avoided that sack right there.
Any